So, I know in a serialized podcast, you expect to keep moving forward in time. But today, we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to give you a flashback episode where we reflect on how we got to this point. What sparked this idea? A conversation that I recently had with Mike on the last episode. He's a coworker of mine from the restaurant.
Like, how can you look at me and say you won't get stuck when I feel like I'm constantly battling
I can look at you and say that you won't get stuck because you are not being paid to be sitting here right now with me recording this interview, and yet you're doing it.
But what Mike doesn't know is that making Millennial has been one of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm your host, Megan Tan, and you're listening to, I cannot believe it, the fourth episode of Millennial, a podcast series about what no one really teaches you, how to maneuver your 20s, captured in real time. Today, I'm going to tell you the origin story behind making this podcast, because starting something on your own comes with anxiety, fear, and provokes a love-hate relationship that you have with yourself. And the question is, how do you stop yourself from becoming your worst enemy when it comes to pursuing the things that you actually want? We'll start here. At this point, I've told my close family and friends that I want to become a professional radio producer. The problem is, I've never actually made radio before. Sure, I've created a lot of audio-driven short documentaries, and I was extremely fortunate to intern at WNYC's Radio Lab. But during that time, I never actually produced a radio piece. So when I would tell people my professional goals, I kind of felt like a fraud because I didn't really have anything to show. I knew in my gut that I would have to make something. That's when the idea of making Millennial surfaced.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey, girl.
This is one of my best friends, Hannah. We're in Google Hangouts because I want to see her face when I tell her my exciting news.
Ben and I, we were having drinks last night, and we sat down, and he was like, you should make a podcast about being a millennial and trying to get to where you want to go.
Okay. Oh, Maggie, that sounds great.
Yeah,
So you're going to start it like, oh, new beginning, the graduation.
Or just like,
and now no plan.
So now you know the truth. Ben came up with the idea to make Millennial, but I was the one who had to execute it, which was a lot more stressful than I had expected. I'll just tell you, it took me a really long time to make the first episode, which if you're at this point, you know it's only 10 minutes long. And to be honest, I don't really know why it took me that long. At first, I was excited. After talking to Hannah about the Millennial podcast, I started recording all of my telephone conversations with everyone.
Do you mind if I record our conversation for my podcast?
Sure.
I just record everybody's conversation.
Then, after a month of collecting audio, there was a day that came where I told myself I was going to sit down and construct the first draft of the episode. I remember, it was early morning, I was sitting in the kitchen, the sun was shining on my face, I had a cup of coffee next to me, and I was tweedling my toes because I was buzzing. I felt determined and excited, like a new rush of energy was going through my bloodstream. But there was a point when I was sitting in front of my computer where everything slowed down. An hour passed, and I still hadn't produced anything. And then another hour passed, and I still hadn't produced anything. At that point, I started biting my fingernails. And unknowingly, I was allowing unwanted thoughts to creep into my head. I don't know what my first episode is going to be about. I have too much audio. I don't know how to organize these files. I don't remember what I recorded. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never made radio before.
Who am I kidding?
I can't do this. It's really awful how your doubts can swallow your day and make you feel like you're wasting time trying to go after the thing you actually want. For a whole 2 months, I stared at my computer and I didn't produce anything. Because every single time I would sit down, I would sink into a trend of just letting these thoughts push me away from making the podcast. And when Ben would ask me, oh, how's the podcast going? I would give him every excuse in the book. I have two jobs.
My mom's coming to town.
I don't have the time.
I can't think right now.
I'm tired.
I'm really tired.
And when other people would ask, like his father, Chuck.
So I don't understand the holdup.
Oh, it's just
Megan.
It's just me disciplining myself.
I'd say the same thing. 4 months after I spoke to Hannah and told her I was going to make the podcast, I still hadn't produced anything. Around this time, Ben and I took a trip to New York City, where I met up with a friend of mine, Alex, another radio producer and the co-host of the independent podcast Pitch. Alex and I had met during my internship at WNYC about 2 years ago, and we hadn't seen each other since. I told Alex about Millennial and asked if I could record our conversation for Kicks.
Yeah, John, let me unplug the fridge. Yeah, that's a thing you can ask people to do. Just you really, really have to remember to plug things in. Like, that's a
He kindly agreed. And like the professional radio producer he is, he started unplugging all the things in his apartment that made noise. We were in mid-conversation when I couldn't help myself. My anxieties about making Millennial started spewing out.
I don't know.
So that's another thing is that, like, I'm just going around, like, talking to people. Yeah. I'm not walking into this conversation with a purpose, which makes editing difficult and logging difficult because I don't have, like, a structure, you know? So I'm going around collecting all of this tape, tricking myself into thinking that I'm making this audio piece when I'm not. I'm just like collecting tape, you know, because I'm actually just like really afraid of having to go through it and like make a good constructive story because I'm a perfectionist.
You need to accept that the thing you put out is not going to be as good as you want it to be. Forever, probably, but also the first one is not going to be what you want it to be. It's going to be... you know, it's going to be flawed in ways that you either can't really understand or like you don't think it can change or whatever. And you have to be okay with that.
After drinking more cups of tea, I decided to ask him about his own anxieties when he was first launching Pitch, his podcast.
Was it hard for you to start it in the beginning?
You know, I had the idea for like a year or something like that. And I was scared and, you know, I didn't want it to be bad. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. And then I found Whitney, and then once we started doing it together, it wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard to just go and do it because you're bouncing ideas off of each other.
Do you think you would have started it if you were by yourself?
No, I wouldn't have started it if I were by myself.
For me, that's the last thing I wanted to hear, because I was by myself. And then that got me thinking, maybe that's what I was missing. Maybe I needed a Whitney. That's when I turned to my boyfriend, Ben. He's the owner of a video production company that makes content for nonprofit and corporate clients. And he's doing really well. He doesn't have to get a second job, and he's able to work from home and live comfortably. He's also a millennial. But I guess what I admire about Ben the most and why I wanted him to become my Whitney is because he has this hyper-focused work ethic. He gets to work by 8 or 9 each morning and then keeps working all day until 5 when he turns off his computer and has a beer. He knows how to be his own boss, and he knows how to discipline himself to get the things that he wants done, done. And I wanted some of that. I wanted to be able to feel productive about making this podcast, and I wasn't.
How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just continuing to take 90. Do you want me to check the...
No, you're fine. I know the way.
You okay?
While Ben and I are driving back from New York City in the car, it's raining outside, I start to bring up my dilemma to him about making this podcast.
I know I have put off making this podcast, and I don't want to put it off anymore.
But I also know that, like, when somebody holds me accountable, like, I do perform. Like, I do it. So that's why I thought, like, we could, you could support me in that way by, like, holding me accountable.
And I guess what I want to say to you is, like, I want to support you, but I can't make you do that. And if I try and make you do it, our relationship's going to suffer. And at the end, it comes down to you. And whether you're going to wake up every morning and do your craft. And I can't make you make the podcast. And nobody else can either. I think you're right about what everyone builds up in their head. The thing that they really want in life, they build up in their head to be impossible. And it holds them back. I don't know why we do that, but I do that. I think we all do that, and I think you do that with radio.
Right, and I'm trying to figure out, like, a solution towards that, because if I can hold myself accountable, I would have already been doing it, you know? And I can. It's hard.
Yeah, I understand. You like, you have to want to do it. I don't mean to be mean, but I think that's an important question. Because I think you are good at disciplining yourself. And I think you are good at working towards things that you want. And you're very conscious about what you're doing. Yet, these things that are seemingly important to you get left by the wayside. And the question is why are you doing that?
There were a lot of silent moments during the car ride home, mostly because I didn't know how to answer a lot of Ben's concerns or questions. I had no idea why I was putting off making radio, the thing that I actually wanted to do. All I knew is that during that car ride, I realized that I was tired of hearing my own excuses, and in this strange way, I could feel myself reach my own threshold of complaining, and I wanted to change it. When Ben and I got out of the car, there was one thing that was on my mind. I wanted to prove to Ben and to myself that I am the type of person who does what she says she's going to do. And if Ben wasn't going to be the person to hold me accountable, then I had to figure out how I was going to do it myself. The first thing I did when I came home from New York City was I walked into our kitchen, approached our whiteboard that has a calendar on it, and I took out a dry erase marker and wrote underneath January 18th, 2015, launch millennial. I remember pulling away from the calendar and looking hard at the deadline I had just set myself. I had given myself 2 weeks to make the first episode, and I had no idea how I was going to make that happen. But I remember thinking, if I don't do this now, then I'll never become a radio producer. Because if I can't take myself seriously and meet my own deadlines, then how were other people going to take me seriously? The next 2 weeks sounded like this.
And welcome to Up and Running with Reaper 4.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm Megan Tan. You've probably never heard of
me. All right, so you want to listen to this?
At 1:16, you know, you're like preparing me to be bored. Does that make sense?
I went through numerous edits, watched more lynda.com videos than one should in a year, recorded my voice, found some music, made a website, learned how to publish a podcast on iTunes.
And finally, I got to a point where I felt like the first episode was as finished as it was going to be. Like Alex said, it wasn't going to be perfect. But the whole idea of launching the podcast into the world for everybody to see and judge was still unnerving. The night before my deadline, I was sitting in my bed with my recorder, talking to myself. I thought this would help with the anxiety. I've been trying to work on this name and this brand, and it's probably taking me a lot longer than it should have, because I wanted everything to be perfect, and I didn't actually know what I was doing, you know, like I still don't really know what I'm doing. You know, I like think about those people that I'm trying to impress, and then I like don't want to post it anymore.
The next morning, I woke up anxious. I felt like I had only had 20 minutes of sleep. But the first thing I did was prepare some coffee and then start preparing the release of Millennial. After 4 whole months of procrastination, I found myself sitting in our kitchen table again, in the same spot where I had spent hours and hours frustrated in front of my computer and giving up on Millennial. As I sipped on a cup of coffee, I uploaded my first episode to SoundCloud. Then I typed up a Facebook post. I copied and pasted the link to the audio. My heart was racing. This was it. As my cursor glided over the blue Facebook button, I had to tell myself, "You have nothing to lose." And then I closed my eyes, like I was ripping off a Band-Aid, and pressed the blue button. Post. After all of that, you'd expect a fiesta at the end, but I had to go to work. While I was driving in the car on the way to the restaurant, I recorded what had happened.
I just released the podcast. I'm so excited that it's over. The first thing that I did was, oh God, I mean, like, I just stared at the computer for like 5 minutes, just shaking uncontrollably. And I'm just really happy that I got over that first hump.
When I walked away from the computer, I had no idea that pushing that little blue button on Facebook and announcing to the world to check out my podcast would change something. It wasn't until I came home 5 hours later and I logged back onto Facebook that I saw all of the comments. There were a lot of exclamation points. So many things were going through my head. I wasn't a fraud. I hadn't let myself down. And I had done something that was terrifying. And people liked it. They actually liked it. By launching and releasing my first episode, something had changed. And that thing is hard to describe because nothing had physically changed. I was still living in the same place. I was still going to the same job. Yet I felt like my life had pivoted. I felt a little more hopeful and a little less worried about the future. I felt like I didn't need someone to tell me what to do, and that the things that I wanted to get done, I could do them on my own. I was slowly learning how to become my own boss. Help to create this episode was provided by Gabe Graben, Alex Kaplman, Ben Severance, Dylan Ward, and Patty White. Mixing and producing was done by me, Megan Tan. Before we give you scenes for our next episode, just want to let you know, if you'd like to help with this podcast, there are a couple of things you can do. The first thing is tell your friends. The second thing is you can rate us on iTunes. The more reviews we have, the more people will see us on iTunes. The third thing is you can donate to the production of making this podcast. All you have to do is go to millennialpodcast.org and click the tab at the top that says donate. Now, back to the show. Next up on Millennial, so launching this podcast was a big deal, but I'm no Ira Glass, and I still question myself all the time. I wonder if anyone besides my friends and my mom's friends are listening to this podcast. I question whether or not I'm making an episode that is as good or better than the last one. And I wonder if I'll ever get paid to make radio professionally. This questioning becomes heightened when someone close to you
is doing really well, financially and professionally. That's on the next episode of Millennial. Until then, I'm your host, Megan Tan, and thanks for listening.